This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, it turns out lots of Democrats are friends with Louis Farrakhan. Congressman Danny Davis of Illinois calls him an outstanding human being, said that to a reporter from the Daily Caller, smiled as he did. Even Barack Obama has been photographed meeting with Minister Farrakhan. But Mr. Farrakhan has a complicated history. He has, among other things, praised Adolf Hitler. He said that white people deserve to die. He blames the Jews for 9/11. But for some reason, nobody on Morning Joe seems to notice. Why is that? Mark Stein is an author and columnist. He joins us tonight. So, Mark, to put this in context for you, the Dukes of Hazzard, I don't know if you're living in this country then, but it was a pretty popular TV show, 70s, early 80s.
Right.
It was pulled out of rotation because there's a Confederate flag on a car. And that was considered
on the
too
roof,
much.
On the roof of the
on
car.
The roof.
Yeah.
For the sensibilities of American viewers. Protect the children from that. But then Danny Davis is hanging out with a guy who's saying, you know, the Jews are bloodsuckers or whatever horrible thing he's saying. And, like, nobody cares. Because why?
Because he's on their team. And the left are very serious about this. Minister Farrakhan has said that instead of boring on about what Hitler did to the Jews should ask themselves about what they did to Hitler to make it, him so mad at them. That's how he's formulated it on multiple occasions. The media and powerful Democrats, such as the deputy chairman, Keith Ellison, look the other way. They've looked the other way since at least the so-called Million Man March, when he went nuts and started talking on the mile that he was standing by the Lincoln and Jefferson memorials, and Lincoln was the 16th president, and Jefferson was the third president, and if you add them up, 16 and 3 makes 19, which is the precise height of each of the memorials, and 19, the 9 means there's a pregnant womb, and the 1 means there's a secret that's going to be uncovered. He's a nut. He's a nut. Now, it's not just that he hates Jews, but he claims to have been abducted on, I believe, at least 2 occasions by aliens. The first time he was taken up into space to commune with the spirit of Elijah Muhammad, the founder of the Nation of Islam. And the second time, he was apparently abducted by Jews who've got a UFO. There's Jews in space. Who knew? So it means that whenever Jared Kushner or Tony Blair or whoever solves the Middle East peace process, they're going to have to get right on Minister Farrakhan's rocket ship and go up to Planet Zongo and sort out the squabbling Jews and Nation of Islam guys up there in space. It says something absolutely appalling about the Democrat Party that an obvious nut, that Obama, that even Maxine Waters, that Keith Ellison, that all these Democrats are so scared of a lunatic that they feel obliged to kiss up to him.
That's, you just blew up. I covered the Million Man March. I didn't know any of that. That's amazing. He's even nuttier than I imagined.
Yeah, it's all in the numbers. 16 plus 3. Look, he makes great Calypso albums, or he did in the 50s, and he can carry off a red bow tie with a plum, which, as you know, Tucker, is more difficult than it looks. So let's give him that. But it's embarrassing that this nut is a power broker in the Democrat Party, and the media won't cover it.
It's not that it's embarrassing. Maybe embarrassing if they really thought they could be embarrassed, but I don't know that they even remember how to blush anymore. Mark Stein unhinged there on Tucker Carlson last night. The planet Zongo, I know you're going to be looking that up, Brad. And number 19, it'll, you know, it just lends credence to what they say, that if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. Promise a man a lifetime supply of somebody else's fish, you create a Democrat, so says the Patriot Post. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming on 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing now. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by our new sponsor, Poly MBA. When you go to the website, just click on the button there. Yes, you're going to see something that's rather historic and breakthrough in the way of health. You know, we can't talk about curing cancer, but the FDA says we can talk about resolving cancer. And I know you may say, hey, what's the difference? Look, check it out for yourself. It is an incredible new product, one that I've been aware of for many years. In fact, I used to be involved with it, you know, quite a bit in the old days. And I don't even know why, you know, I disconnected from it. I don't know, something happened, but I got to tell you, I am glad it's back in my life again. I know it's going to make a big difference for you, but check it out. Just click on the button and read all about Poly MBA, the incredible things that they've been able to do in advancing that nutritional product. It will serve you well, I promise. Bruce Kaufman is with us right now from Bruce's History Lessons, award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. His work has appeared in magazines and newspapers nationwide. He regularly lectures on a number of historic topics, and whenever Bruce is around, I tell you, get your number two Ticonderoga pencil out and a piece of paper and get ready to take notes, because he has a wealth of information that just comes off the top of his pointed head in such a wonderful way. We appreciate that. Thank you, Bruce. How are you?
I'm good, Bill.
Hey, no fun. I'm not teasing you about your pointed head. I think you see what happens. Your pointed head is so brilliant that everybody wants a pointed head like yours. You know, I don't know if you remember. Was it Harry Nilsson did a kind of a spoof on the point about this little kid that went around with a pointed head, and you know, and the impact that it had on the culture. You know, just you know, from the whole deal. I don't know why I brought that up, but I did. So anyway, let's get on to some serious business. You have written about church and state, this whole misunderstanding of the separation of church and state, which was a principle articulated by Thomas Jefferson in 1802. But what Thomas Jefferson meant and what people in the culture and politics have turned it to mean, a bit different, isn't it not?
That's exactly right. Okay, so, yeah, Thomas Jefferson in 1802, he wrote a letter to the Danbury Baptists in Danbury, Connecticut, in which he said to them, there must be a separation of church and state. And ever since then, those who think that religion should not be practiced in the public square, in other words, let's say around Christmas time, you should not have a nativity scene in front of town hall, they say that Thomas Jefferson agrees with them, and that sentence in that letter proves it. Mm-hmm. Actually, what Jefferson was saying is, I agree with the First Amendment's language regarding religion, which says that regarding separation of church and state, the government cannot establish a national religion. The language says that in the First Amendment, the government cannot establish, Congress cannot establish a national religion. Okay, and it also says Congress cannot interfere with our free exercise of religion.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, okay, the government cannot establish a national religion. It can't say to us all 325 million of us, you have to be Catholic.
Right.
You have to worship in Catholic churches. You have to support the Catholic Church with your tax dollars. No. The First Amendment says, and this is what Jefferson was saying, is that the government has to be neutral with respect to all religions in terms of the law.
And so, again, understanding...
Bill, the church. So the separation of church and state, Jefferson, does not mean that you cannot practice religion in the public square. He says that the national government cannot establish a national religion.
Some people have responded to this as if it was some hidden amendment to the Constitution and become rather dogmatic about it. But, you know, this is the thing about history and why it is so important to document and understand back and put it in the context and understand where the founding fathers came from. And as you said, where they were involved in countries where there was a state religion. And if you didn't go along with the state religion, we know historically people died.
Yeah.
They were killed. Right?
Yeah, it was the Anglican Church was the national church of England, the country that we decided to break away from, and that was one of the reasons. One of the reasons so many people migrated to America from England is because because freedom of religion was not something they were allowed to practice.
Mm-hmm. Because before the Anglican Church, we know it was the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, and the king didn't like the decision that was handed down by the Pope, and he says, well, hey, I'll pack my marbles up, and I'm going to start my own church.
Yep, absolutely.
Right.
Okay,
so and everybody's going to go along with me, and if they don't go, off with their heads.
Off with their heads, that's exactly
dilly,
right.
Dilly-dilly, that's what happens.
Yep, absolutely. But the other thing I just want to make crystal clear is that the language in the First Amendment also says that you cannot interfere with the free exercise thereof, or your religion. In other words, the national government cannot interfere. You get to worship however you see fit, and the national government cannot interfere with it, with one important exception. If your religion says that you must break the law, so for instance, if your religion tells you animal and human sacrifices are required, that's an exception,
mm-hmm.
right? But other than that, all right, as long as you are not breaking U.S. laws or custom, you can worship however you want. You can be a Hindu, you can be a Jew, you can be an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
The government cannot interfere with however you decide to practice your religion. That was another point that Jefferson was making to the Danbury Baptists,
mm-hmm.
is that the government can not only not establish a religion, but it cannot interfere with how you decide to worship in your religion.
Unless it breaks the law. So now you have a problem with honor killings and some of the things that are happening in the Muslim religion in the United States. So how does that square up with the Constitution?
That's exactly right. So an honor killing is another violation, okay, of a U.S. law. So that is one religious practice that you cannot abide by.
Mm-hmm.
Honor killings are again, how this works is that individual rights versus the good of the state,
mm-hmm.
okay, the good of the people as a whole, when they clash, usually the individual rights, especially when it comes to taking lives, the individual right has to give way to the affairs of state, the law.
Exactly. So you're going to lose to the state every time, or you should. And interesting how the country has been quiet on that and not stating and making that clear that this is what our Constitution stands for. Because sometimes when you have rules, it's difficult. When you have laws, it's difficult to hold to those laws. That's why we're in so much trouble and confusion over the immigration policies that we're trying to, make up as we go along, I guess, in part. But we've abandoned those solid principles that were early on in this country and served us well. And so, we need to... We've got to reestablish the laws as far as immigration is concerned. But getting back to church, the separation of church and state, also it says that it should not hinder the practice thereof So why are all these crèches getting attacked, you know, around Christmas time, when you could suggest that that's a hindrance of the part of their expression of their faith, right?
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. There should be no interference with crèches, with nativity scenes. The Constitution, look, as I pointed out, the First Amendment's religious language protects freedom of speech, freedom of religion. It doesn't curtail it. That's the whole point.
Well, you know, but for our government right now and the mood of the people, that if they can't argue and debate their cause in the marketplace, then they go after the government and want the government to empower, you know, their ideals and violate our constitutional rights. To be further discussed, Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian, is with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up right after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember?
Hello from the other side. I must have caught a sound inside.
Bill Martinez, live.
Seems that way, right? Hey, hello, outside, we're here, Constitution, remember everything we fought for, the blood, treasure, everything that has been able to prolong this great American experiment. It's like, don't forget me, you know, the Constitution, it's still here, but we have to be wise about it and make sure that we're not getting carried away, particularly on this issue of church and state, which is, Bruce, as often as this has been brought up, that Thomas Jefferson was clear in his intent, but yet progressives they want to ignore history, and they want to ignore the facts to where it just has been thrust upon, you know, we the people to such a degree that people think, well, there must be some validity to separation of church and state. I mean, even when it comes up anecdotally in pundits, I watch it on TV and they throw up, well, you remember, it's a separation of church and state. And it's like, and if you try to rebut it, it's like trying to argue against whether or not Barack Obama was born in the United States or somewhere else, like you said.
Yes. Okay. But here's one rebuttal that it just is unarguable, all right? Mm-hmm. The founding fathers wanted religion in the public square. Why? Because religion teaches moral principles,
yes.
The difference between right and wrong, good and bad. And the founding fathers established a constitutional republic. It's a nation of laws, but the fewer laws that they have to pass, the better. And the more people that are predisposed to obey the laws, the less law enforcement they'll have to do. And why are you predisposed to obey laws? Based on your moral principles, based on your religious faith.
Exactly. And where we find ourselves today, Bruce, is that I've seen us, unanchoring, if you might say. We're untethered, you know, from those moral principles. And I believe this is in great part to the chaos that we're experiencing in our country today. You know, why it's so difficult for us to deal with immigration, which should be pretty academic, you know, dealing with, if you want to say, let's talk about safety over gun control. Let's just talk about citizen safety, you know, practical things. People want to, focus on gun. I don't think it's so much about gun control as much as it is about the safety of our citizens. And when you approach it, In those two angles, if you're approaching gun control, it's going to lead you down one path versus if I'm looking at the safety of our citizens, then it's a different perspective and trajectory and road that we travel just in those two perspectives, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we go on to gun control forever, Bill. In fact, that's my history lesson for my newspapers next week is called Gun Control and the Founders. And you'll be reading it on Wednesday, and we can talk about it next week.
Yeah, exactly, as we will, because one of our favorite holidays coming up, Madison's birthday.
James Madison's birthday, March 16th, and also, by the way, Bill Martinez's birthday.
Yeah, that's just a secret. It's a big secret. We haven't told anybody.
Of course, not anymore, is it?
Yeah, I know. And one of my favorite movies is going to be coming out, too, and it's all on the song I Can Only Imagine, which I know when you've called me, you've heard that song in my ringtone as well. But anyway, we'll set that aside right now because we want to talk about the Oscars. The ratings, I mean, originally they were saying about 16%. Adweek came out, said like 20%. I mean, the lowest ever since they started looking at ratings going back to 1974. What does that tell you about this whole fiasco and this disappointment called the Oscars?
Well, it's the politicization of the Oscars, as I've talked about, Bill. It started in 1973 with Marlon Brando, who refused to accept his Oscar Best Actor for The Godfather, and sent a Native American activist by the name of Sasheen Littlefeather to accept the Oscar for him. And in doing so, she said the reason Marlon Brando did not show up is the way Hollywood is treating American Indians. So that's where it started. Then there have been numerous examples of Hollywood actors getting up there to accept their awards, and rather than just thanking their friends, their family, their director, they have to espouse a political cause, and it is boring the rest of America. They just don't. Why are actors who, in most cases, and I'll give give you a couple of examples, have no idea what they're talking about. Michael Moore, okay, mm-hmm. he won the best Oscar. He won an Oscar for the best documentary, Bowling for Columbine. He gets up there and he says, you know, we live in a nation which the president is sending us into a fictitious war. Shame on you, President Bush, talking about George W. Bush's war against Saddam Hussein on Iraq. Okay, or actually, there are two. Harvey Milk, okay, the gay activist. Mm-hmm. Sean Penn won an Oscar, okay, for best actor for playing Harvey Milk, the gay activist and political person in California. And Proposition 8, the California voters had previously voted against same-sex marriage. Mm-hmm. So Sean Penn is the actor who gets up there and says that everyone who voted against gay marriage should feel shameful. All right? Okay.
8 million people.
Right.
8 million votes, they got vacated. But go ahead.
They should be shamed. So what he's saying is those who are Christian, who have been steeped in the Christian faith, okay, which for two millennia has said traditional marriage is between a man and a woman, they're supposed to feel shameful?
Yeah, right. Well, I can tell you, Bruce, it wasn't just Christians. Which was evidenced on some of the demographic readouts and understanding, it wasn't just people of faith that voted against this. You know, there were just some people who have a clear understanding that say, yeah, we're male, we're female, and that's the way it is, you know?
Right, and male and females they start families, which is the foundation of a society.
Right, exactly.
So anyway, but the one that really killed me was, okay, in 2015, John Legend, all right, He and the rapper Common won an Oscar for Best Original Song, the song Glory from the movie Selma. All right, so in getting his Oscar, he says, and this is a quote, "We wrote this song for a film based on events that were 50 years ago, but we say that Selma is now. Selma is not now." All right, we are such a different country than we were in 1965. What he was talking about, of course, is the Civil Rights March from Selma, Alabama, on March 7, 1965, from Selma, Alabama, to Montgomery, Alabama, in which civil rights participants were going to Montgomery to protest the fact that in 1965, America was mostly a racist nation with segregation policies that made African Americans second-class citizens. Mm-hmm. So they're walking across the Edmund Pettus Bridge on their way to Montgomery, and they are beaten up to a bloody pulp by Alabama state troopers in full view of reporters, cameras, movie, film. They didn't care. They beat them all. One of the people they beat was John Lewis, the current congressman from Georgia.
Right.
30 years later, Bill, there was a memorial march in which civil rights leaders, including John Lewis, again crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge on their way to Montgomery. And you know what? There were scores of Alabama state troopers, white and black, who not only peacefully watched them walk by, saluted them as they walked by.
Exactly.
John Lewis said, he said, this time they saluted us. So 30 years after the original Bloody Sunday, we're a very different nation. It is not Selma is now.
No, it's not. I mean, how do you, and the fact of the matter that you even have John Legend and Common on a network television show being able to express themselves like this. The fact that you have John Lewis in Congress. Those are such obvious benchmarks of how far we've moved from, you know, the early years of the civil strife that we went through during Martin Luther King. And there was so much that MLK did for blacks and for America at large. And I think, you know, and my hope again, Bruce, is that all this hashtag business that's separating us is one black pastor said, he says, you know, I lived black America. I lived black America when I had a drink from a different drink, you know, a water fountain. There were some restaurants I couldn't go into. I had to sit in the back of the bus. He says, that's black America. He says, I am an American. And I this hyphenation has done more to divide us and tribalize us than it has unite us.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. As a black woman said, I'm not an African-American. I'm an American.
Yes. End of story.
Absolutely. And so Selma is not now. We are a far different country than we were in 1965, and it was both blacks and whites that have worked to ensure that. Not just blacks. Whites have joined in. Boy, there were many, many whites in the civil rights movement. They, too, were trying to change America, and America is a different country today.
Without a doubt. Bruce Kaufman, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
If you want term life insurance, call LifeQuotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call LifeQuotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Values, faith, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're here in Nashville, Tennessee, and one of my dearest friends just walked in. It's always good to be visiting with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, and we're going to be talking paradigm, and wow, you've lit it up again. I mean, it was Harbinger before, the first time you and I talked, right?
That's right.
And, you know, then paradigm, we saw paradigm coming in, and absolutely incredible.
Yeah, well, it's always a joy to be with you, Bill. I mean, we're just talking. People don't realize, you know, but every single book I've done from the beginning, we've been together in some way. But I don't always see you. I hear you, but I don't always see your and you've got such a smiling, full with the Lord's joy face.
Oh,
so it's a blessing to be with
you,
Bill.
Thank you very much. The paradigm, quite revealing once again, as you and I, when we first talked about your initial books, I just have always sensed this about Jonathan, is that if anybody invades the throne room of God, it's Jonathan Cahn, because you come away with such revelation that it has to be from God. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not in the theoretical. It's not opinion. It is powerful.
Well, by God's grace, I mean, both the Harbinger and I could say the Paradigm, they all came literally downloads. I mean, they came in a kind of rapid succession within probably 2 months, but it was just continuously. With a Paradigm, there were times, Bill, that I was on my bed and this thing would come to me and I'd say, that can't, I mean, whoa. So I got up, my wife's asleep, I got up, I snuck out, got into a room with a laptop and looked it up and said, oh my, you know, I was blown away. So I'm the first one to be blown away.
Right.
But it's all the Lord. I can never reproduce how these things come, but they come.
And as an instrument, you know, I see you in a lot of ways, like the Apostle Paul. Paul was in the right position, Saul, before he became Paul, but because of his background, his understanding of the culture and everything, to be the one. I mean, you know, most people would look at it and say, well, you know, hey, he's the Jew of Jews. Why would he go talk to Gentiles? But there was something about his background, his knowledge, that he could communicate to Gentiles in only the way that he could, because he had the background. And you the same way. Because of your background and understanding of Hebrew and, you know, the culture and everything, this has been your life as a rabbi. And so, you know, the nuances that you know, what I love in our conversation is that you take me between the verses. I love what's between the verses. I always look for that.
Well, God's word is so deep. There's no end to it. And every time I open it, I mean, from the beginning when I got saved, I mean, I opened up the word. I said, Lord, just show me. And there's no end. There's no end. And it's when people think they know it all, that's when they stop. But there's no end to it, Bill. And so, and I think also that these are days, you know, 2,000 years ago, the church and Israel kind of went their two separate ways. I mean, the book of Acts, it was together. Like you said. But I each lost something.
Yes.
And now is the time of coming together, and there's so much to be restored.
Yeah. Well, I will share this with you. In fact, I called you subsequently about it because I had so much reaction to this. We were talking one day about peace, about God's peace, and the way you defined it. People were blown away. They just said, oh, my, I had not thought about it that way. You know, shalom, God's peace. Because you think God's peace is good. No, it's about God's perfect, his pursuit of perfect order in every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
It's what you said to the audience. And I think, because when I asked you to reproduce, I had to go back and I had to search through it to hear it. Because sometimes what happens when you are walking with God and God downloads these things, it's like for a moment you hold on to it. But then, you know, go, did I say that?
Yeah, that's why I always try to write it down. I mean, because the Lord's always showing us things to.
Right.
Yeah, shalom. He's not just the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Shalom. And that's a whole other dimension.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That is 3 hours, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about. But right now we want to talk about the paradigm, the secret of the ancient paradigm that shook America's political establishment.
Yeah, the paradigm in a nutshell is, imagine that they made a discovery. You know, actually, they just discovered Isaiah's seal. I mean, that's awesome. You heard that.
Yes.
It's amazing stuff. But imagine they discovered an ancient blueprint that revealed what everything that's happening now, what has happened in our lives, what is going to happen, not just the events of our times, but the people of our times. It actually reveals that each major leader today has an ancient prototype leader that they are following, not only in their actions, it actually tells how long they'll be on the national stage, how long they will have, their personalities, but also it gives the timing of when the events have to happen. The greatest events of our generation, or the most dramatic, or even the crisis, it has the exact time, in some cases the day, the hour, in some cases the minute. That is what the paradigm is. The paradigm is from the Bible, 3,000 years ago. That is, we are reliving it, we're replaying it. God uses the Bible because God weaves it all together.
Right.
So the paradigm is that, where it actually gives elections before they happen. It gives the outcome. I mean, from Bill Clinton to Donald Trump to where we are right now.
Exactly.
So that's a nutshell of what the paradigm is.
Yes, and most people, when they're reacting to this,
yes, that you go back to Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and their role in what they played in terms of Jezebel and King Ahab, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the thing is that and it's not about the people. I mean, we got to pray for all people, yes. But it is about the signs. Absolutely. Each one, Bill Clinton is going to follow the mystery of Bill Clinton. He's going to follow the paradigm of Ahab, amazingly. Hillary Clinton is going to follow, not that she knows it, it's going to follow the paradigm of Jezebel. But it's going to go to Obama. It's going to be Mr. Obama. It's going to go all the way to Donald Trump. He's going to follow another one. And it's going to give the timing, the exact timing of their reigns. I mean, everything.
Right, exactly. Well, we touched on Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, and you say, okay, then we have Obama.
Yeah.
Obama's prototype.
Yeah. Well, Obama is going to follow the prototype of a man called Joram, King Joram. Mm-hmm. And King Joram is an heir to Ahab. So they're going to be linked together, just as Obama is really followed the pattern and the policies of the Clinton years.
Yes.
But every single thing about them, I mean, for instance, there's a chapter in the book called The Days of the King. Mm-hmm. And the question is asked, how long was Bill Clinton on the national stage? Well, he came in 1979 as governor, as elected, all the way till the 2001, when the end of his presidency. Mm-hmm. How many years of Bill Clinton? 22 years. Open up the Bible, Kings. Bill, it says King Ahab reigned in Samaria for a period of 22 years. Mm-hmm. Each one is going to follow that. I mean, every one of them. Hillary Clinton is going to follow the exact years of Jezebel. Mm-hmm. Obama is going to follow the exact years of Joram. There's a time, you know, it's not just apostasy, it reveals personal scandals. You know, Ahab and Jezebel had a personal scandal.
Right.
And they were rebuked by Elijah. Elijah says, judgment's going to come to you and the nation, but then God says, I'm going to delay it for 3 years. So there's a 3-year period that it's like. So you got the king actually, Ahab for a moment, repents. God says, I'll delay it because of that for 3 years. Then calamity comes. Did Bill Clinton ever repent over the scandal that in his, well, finally he did. It was in a White House gathering. Mm-hmm. If you take that date, that's the king's repentance, add the 3 years of Ahab, does it lead us to any kind of crisis day? Well, it will lead you to a day that the day it leads you to is September 11th, 2001, the exact day of the calamity.
Mm.
That's how exact this is, Bill.
Amazing.
I mean,
so as you are waking up in the wee hours of the night with this download, and you're checking this out, and you're pulling the strings, and more revelation is coming out.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Well, it's interesting that you just said that right then, because that the one what I just shared you right, the one about how it goes to the, it gave the date of 9/11, that came to me in my bed, and I didn't even know it was true. It said, somebody said, there it is, and that's when I got up, and I typed into the internet, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, and how my reaction was, I'm sitting there late at night just blown away by the Lord, blown away. It was like three things, just blown away, just like the harvinger.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's how it came. I mean, I don't even know where it's leading, and then it leads, you know. So I'm blown away just like anybody.
Absolutely. And so you want to wake your wife up and go,
but I can't, I'll be in trouble.
Yeah, right.
Then I'll have a calamity in my house.
Exactly. Oh, wow. This is, and this is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. This is why the last time we talked, we sat for an hour.
That's right.
And this is what happens. This is how we roll. But here we're in Nashville, but we get to spend at least a half hour together. We're talking the secret of the ancient paradigm that shook America's political establishment, the revelatory word of God. Jonathan Kahn pulls on these strings, and more of these dots are being connected. It's absolutely phenomenal. We got more from Rabbi Jonathan Kahn right after this. Stay with us, America. Just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live from Nashville, Tennessee.
This report is brought to you by Nature's Bounty. Legendary gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill is partnering with Nature's Bounty to champion a movement towards better health and to unite people on one thing everyone can agree on, that no matter what, we're always better off healthy. As a professional figure skater, mother, breast cancer survivor, and advocate for children with disabilities, Dorothy is using her unique experience to encourage others to be their best healthy selves.
As a professional athlete, I have always made a strong commitment to my health. In partnering with Nature's Bounty, I want to inspire everyone to take that leap to focus on being healthy now, so we can be prepared for all of life's big celebrations and victories, along with those small everyday moments, which truly make life special.
For additional inspiration, including more tips on how to stay healthy inside and out, visit www.naturesbounty.com and connect with us at facebook.com/naturesbounty.
How healthy are your gums? Research shows that harmful bacteria and plaque that lurk below the gum line can have a bigger impact than you might think. So how can we take better care of it? Dental hygienist and Crest and Oral-B Smile Council member Deborah Carrier tells us.
Especially as you get get older, you're more and more prone to gum disease. The beauty of it is gum disease is reversible. It's not that hard to take care of if you catch it early. And just by having good habits with brushing and flossing and using the tools that we have available now, such as this new Crest Gum Detoxify. It has a specially formulated activated foaming ingredient that allows the toothpaste to get underneath your gums. And this foaming agent helps to neutralize that harmful bacteria. Studies actually show that 99% of all gingivitis patients showed reduced gum inflammation and bleeding in just 8 weeks after using Gum Detoxify.
Pick it up nationwide for $6.99.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee at 14 minutes before the top of the hour with this live face-to-face. It's rare that we get to be face-to-face, and I got to tell you, it is awesome.
Likewise. Yeah. When have we been face-to-face? Have we ever been? I don't know if we have.
No, I don't know. It almost just seems that way. Yeah. You know, because we're just so connected here. Jonathan Kahn is with us. And, of course, we're talking about the book that has really shaken the political landscape. I mean, it is, in terms of the ancient paradigm that has shaken America's political establishment. Before the break, we were talking Bill and Hillary, and then we go to Barack Obama.
Yes.
And now Donald Trump.
Well, in a nutshell, to kind of bridge the gap for those. Yeah, the mystery continues, and what between the Clinton years to where we are now, you know, people think that Ahab, you know, he ends, and so does Jezebel. Not what happens. Ahab's reign ends Jezebel goes on the political stage. Sure. Well, we got, for the first time in history, we have Hillary Clinton going on in the political stage. Same thing. I mean, and then, you know, at one point she sought to be president in 2008 first, but according to the paradigm, it goes to a younger man. That is Obama. That's, as we said, Joram. And Joram is a cooler temperament, but his reign is characterized by hostility to God's ways and people, which in the Obama years, same thing.
Exactly.
So, but then what happens is in the paradigm, the nation comes to a crossroads. If the house of Ahab continues, if kings who are against God's ways or queens continue, the nation's going to be sealed in apostasy. It's going to wipe away religious freedom. Well, America was at that same crossroads just recently.
Exactly.
And we had this election, and this is about, it's not about parties, not about people, but the Democratic Party, their convention was the most brazen in their history celebrating abortion. Mm-hmm. This is the same convention campaign where Hillary Clinton said deep-seated religious beliefs have to be changed. Why? So that abortion can expand. Mm. I cannot think of a more Jezebelian statement.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Exactly what she was doing. So the stakes were gigantic. But in the paradigm, there's a surprise. All of a sudden, a man rises up. God raises a man whose name is Jehu. Jehu is going to be you want to understand Donald Trump? Jehu is going to be the mystery of Donald Trump. No, let me share how. All of a sudden, this guy rises up. Jehu is not a politician. Mm. Neither was Donald Trump. Jehu is a warrior. He's a fighter. Donald Trump's a fighter. He fights with everybody. You know, I mean, in fact, I'm sure. I mean, if Jehu had a Twitter account, I'm sure he'd be using
it. Right, exactly.
But you can read the Bible. You can open up Kings. You can read this. Mm-hmm. So what happens is that Jehu is anointed by the prophet to war against the house of Ahab and become king. Well, he gets in his chariot, starts a race to the throne. Well, Donald Trump gets in his chariot, starts a race to the White House. And when it's kind of, God has a sense of humor, because when the watchman sees the chariot of Jehu coming, he says, I'm not sure who it is, but the driving is like that of Jehu, for he driveth furiously. Or some of your Bibles say he drives like a madman.
Yes,
well, you want to understand the race of Donald Trump. That was crazy. It was crazy.
Right.
But Jehu got there. He got there. So Jehu gets to the royal city, and there it becomes a showdown in the end. It becomes a showdown between Jehu, or the war, in the paradigm, he's called the warrior. The chapter's called the warrior. A showdown between the warrior, Jehu, and the former first lady, the Jezebel. So what do you have in America? You have Donald Trump and the former first lady. Exact same thing. And you remember that? Remember, Bill, all the polls were saying that,
she was going to run away.
Wipe it out. But the paradigm said that when the warrior and the former first lady come head to head, it will be the warrior who wins. Mm. And so what happened is, I mean, surprised everybody, but it was right there. And so he wins. And now the other thing is, we didn't mention how, I mean, in the first part, when we talked before, how exactly the times are exact.
Mm.
Well, we mentioned Ahab, but what about the others? Joram, here's the thing. How long was Obama on the stage? And I said, well, he nobody knew Obama until that convention. Suddenly rises to power. When was that? 2004.
Mm-hmm.
How long was last year? It was 2016. How many years? 12 years of Barack Obama. 12 years. Open up the Bible. Open up to his paradigm. Joram. Joram reigned in Samaria for a period of 12 years. Exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And then in the 12th year of Joram comes the showdown between Jehu and Jezebel. Well, that would come to 2016. That's when it all happens. What about Hillary Clinton? How long was she on the national stage or world stage? Well, she it was 1979. She becomes the first lady of Arkansas, then of America.
Mm-hmm.
22 years with her husband.
Right.
22 years on her own. She
senator.
Was she
yeah.
was senator right. and secretary of state was right. 12 years. She retires for public life for 2 years. Comes back for 2 years. Run. So you got 14 years on her own public stage. 14 years. So what about Jezebel? Jezebel was with her husband how many years? 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
How many on her own? 14 years. The exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have Donald Trump. Jehu. So what happens? Jehu then sets his sight after he wins against the former first lady in the capital city. He's got to go to the capital city. That's Samaria. On his way, he meets a man called Jehonadab, who's a mystery man. In the paradigm, the chapter's called the Holy Man.
Mm-hmm.
And Jehonadab, all the commentaries will say he represents the religious conservatives of the land. So what happens is Jehu meets with and makes an alliance with the religious conservatives. What happens with Donald Trump? He makes an alliance with the religious conservatives on the way, and that's why he won.
Right.
In fact, they actually ride in the chariot together. You got the warrior and you got the holy man riding to the throne.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's interesting because you actually have a man. We're going to see him today.
Right.
You got a man who is a holy man, who is Mike Pence, and Donald Trump, the Jehu, makes an alliance with this one. In fact, Jehonadab is known for abstaining from wine. All these, well, so is Mike Pence. All these, you know, so they, so he comes to the throne. What happens then? When they get to the capital city, it's all about he Jehu sees the temple of Baal that Ahab built, and he destroys it. He makes it fall to the earth. And that, that represents child sacrifice and all those things. Well, what happens when Donald Trump comes to the White House? First thing that he does is, as president, is he issues executive orders to undo the abortion policies of the former president.
Exactly.
And he to undo child sacrifice. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what Jehu did.
Right.
But it gets even more eerie because across the world, Bill, there is a there actually exists a temple of Baal that has stood for 2,000 years. 2,000 years, survived everything. And but the paradigm says when the warrior rises, Jehu rises, the temple of Baal will fall to the earth. 2 months after the beginning of Donald Trump's rise to the presidency, in the Middle East, the Temple of Baal falls to the earth. I mean, after 2,000 years. Crazy. But that is how exact this is.
Wow. God is good.
Yeah, that's amazing. And that brings us to where we, and where we are now. Because in the paradigm, at the end, in the latter part, there's a chapter called The Harbingers of Things to Come. So the paradigm speaks towards the future, gives us warning. Everyone put God in a box, but it gives us warning. There's very much warning, but there's also hope. The thing, the key thing here now, Bill, is this, what the paradigm reveals. The answer wasn't Jehu, but Jehu was you. Jehu was nobody even knows. I mean, to this day, you read a commentary on Jehu. They said, we don't know where he was at. We don't know where he was with God, but he was used by God.
Yes.
So was Donald Trump. And the thing is that the answer wasn't it, but he was used by God to open up a window of time.
Yes.
Because if he didn't come, what would happen is the nation would be sealed. And if the election went the other way, it was sealed. The Supreme Court would be sealed. Everything. Yeah. So what it's saying is, it's not about Donald Trump, but it's about God. We have a window of time. That's what it's saying. We've got a window of time right now. And the window of time is this. It is for revival. Mm-hmm. If we do not turn back, if America doesn't turn back to God, if there's not revival, it's going to go down.
That's right.
So this is the time. He says, if my people, this is the time. We are at a, we have not seen revival yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, the culture is still the culture. We've seen political change, but this is our time now, Bill. Mm-hmm. And we have to be praying for revival. And we have to also start living for revival. But
exactly.
It's crucial. It's not
be the revival, even
be the revival.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not an option. This is life or death.
Exactly.
So we must do it. And the other thing is that, of course, we can't go into detail time, but the other thing is near the end of the book, there's a paradigm in the paradigm for us right now, for the people of God. It's called the Elijah paradigm. Mm-hmm. I can't go through the detail except to say this. If these are the days of Elijah, we have to start becoming the Elijahs of the day. If the dark is getting darker, it is time that the lights of God become brighter. And we cannot be timid. We have to be bolder than ever. We have to be going. This could be our greatest time, but we have to become a prophetic people.
Right.
We have to become a bold people. We have to become a radical people, a revolutionary people, and God will anoint us for such time as this.
A holy people, holy because he's
yes,
holy.
Exactly. That's right. Absolutely.
And all that represents.
Absolutely.
I know some people hear holy. I know the ladies from The View don't understand that.
That's right.
But it is very profound.
That is right. That is right. This can be the greatest hour, but people are praying, I wish I could live in biblical times. Well, congratulations.
Yes, you're
living in biblical times right now, but now it's time to be biblical.
That's right.
You get biblical.
Yeah.
Go all out. God will anoint you. So the paradigm is also revealing that, because sometimes, we just skim the surface, but there's so much exact. And what it's revealing is, if you're not in God, you got to get born again, because
right.
this is a time of judgment. But if you are in God, don't fear. What it's telling you is God is on the throne,
that's
and
right.
just the same way, he's got a paradigm for your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he says. I know the plans I have for you. The plan is the paradigm.
Yeah,
he's got one for your life, but you got to go all out, and you'll see it come to pass.
Exactly. When he talks about a plan to prosper you, right,
yes.
and all that represents, and it's not and you got to understand
yes,
in
yes,
God's economy what he means by that.
Right. It's not.
Right?
Not necessarily that you get your new Cadillac.
Right.
It's that you have true prosperity. You will prevail in all things.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the days of Paul. I mean, it was an anti-Christian culture, but he prevailed. Elijah, we think these are the days of Elijah. Well, yeah, they had Jezebel, Ahab, persecution, but they're the days of Elijah. That brings out the greatest thing. This could be the greatest time. That's what the paradigm is telling you.
Well, as you say, Jonathan, there is a call from God.
Yes.
Are we listening?
That's right.
Right?
That
do we have
right.
ears to hear?
That is right.
When Jesus came, so many ears could not hear.
That's right. We have to hear. We have to hear. And that's what it's about. It's to say God is on the throne. You are called for such a time as this. That's why the book is there. And it's okay to tell them where they can get it.
Yes, more than okay. Come on. No.
It's okay. It's everywhere. Paradigm is everywhere. Everywhere from online, Amazon, Walmart, everywhere. You can get it.
And
it's everywhere.
And it's
everywhere.
On our website. So
yes.
Get your hands on it. You'll love it. I mean, it's so profound, and it'll give you a chicken skin. Yeah. Nonstop, I'm telling you. Rabbi Jonathan Kahn on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank
Jonathan,
you, Bill.
Always
it's
enjoy,
awesome.
Buddy.
And keep up the great work.
Got it. God bless.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.